going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, an hour from now, Lady Gaga tickets. Oh my God, I'm going to be amazing. You're going to love it. The SF Zoo, bringing you this part of the show. Visit San Francisco Zoo and Gardens throughout the month of April as they're celebrating Earth Day. Earth Day was yesterday, but they're not done celebrating. Please take action to protect our planet. Join them on April 26th and 27th for Earth Fest. It's a big deal. I want to do the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Let me do a couple, run through a couple things real quick, and then we'll we met some twins last break, the Powers twins from Down Under, and we love them. They're wonderful. I don't really have an Australian accent. I'll get it though. The more I listen to them, the more I'm going to know about this stuff. Run! He's got a gun. Not there yet. I'll have to listen to more on your television tonight. The 1-hour series finale of The Conners. It's already over. The Conners, 8 o'clock.
You say it's already over, but how many years has it been back?
So many years. I really feel like it's, I don't know how long the original Roseanne ran for, but it feels like this might have run almost as long. Like, is this a, I don't know, 6 years, seven years? 7 years. How long did the original, Roseanne ran for a long time.
I would guess 10.
Yeah. That feels like the right number. We'll find out.
Nine seasons.
Nine seasons. Yeah. Okay.
And then they got 7 out of the reboot.
Right. That didn't even have Roseanne in it.
Right.
The 1 hour.
Well, that's her own doing.
Yes, it is. She undid herself.
Uh-huh.
The 1 hour series finale of The Conners is tonight on ABC. There, Survivor is on tonight. Some of us can watch that.
You can too.
Mm.
Don't.
Busy. I'm busy from 5 to 6:30. Do things then.
Hot tub.
Ruining the hot tub water.
Ruining the hot
content.
Tub. Yes. Oh my God. That's what I'm busy doing. And I hate it. I don't want to watch the ads. I'll watch it tomorrow. Plus, I get so excited. Oh my God. How can I ever go to sleep after just watching Survivor? There's also something on Netflix called Battle Camp. I did not realize that Netflix has so many reality stars that they can draw from exclusively their pool of, it says Netflix reality stars compete in a sort of summer camp Survivor. It's a $250,000 prize, which come on Netflix. I think you can pony up more than $250,000.
Why would they? People are willing to do it for this.
I don't know. I personally, I think if the stakes are higher, I'm more interested in the show. It's like Traitors is $250,000. I'm like, pfft. After taxes?
Well, that's, once again, people who want to be on TV desperately are willing to do things for less money.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it should be more
and
money.
And I liked that when Danielle came in here, she said, if I were made an offer to go do TV, it would still have to be a lot of money.
Yes.
To go, to be worth it.
Because I got to put pause on my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She got really close in the Traitors. She was a good character. She was just going bananas by the end. Like, ah, it's the paranoia on that show. It's amazing. Coffee's so good. So there's a show called Battle Camp, and it's on Netflix starting today. It's like they're calling it like a summer camp survivor. It's a bunch of beautiful people, and they're doing like sort of, it looks like obstacle courses and stuff like that, and the chance at a $250,000 prize. I don't know how it works exactly, but I did put the trailer up so you can take a look and see if you can figure it out or just watch it, whatever.
For those of you out there looking for a new show, and it's not new, it's old, and there are lots of what? What is happening?
I don't know.
Oh. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a show that my daughter, my oldest, she's 11, loves now and is binging. And there's a million episodes. It's called Gilmore Girls.
Oh. Mm.
And she is freaking out. She loves it so much.
Yeah. It's I think it's for people from like 11 to 25 or 30 or something.
Oh, is it?
I feel like it is. I've watched a bunch of it, and I think, oh, it's okay.
Bob?
I've probably seen it 50 times.
You
each
love
episode
it.
50 times.
Yeah.
And there's like 7 seasons and 25 episodes per season.
Right, so there's 1,000 episodes. That's the math on
that. So Isla's just plow, and I've had to tell her, press pause and walk around without the screen. And then you go back to, because she's so into it, she's walking around, she's at the fridge, watching with it in her hand while trying to look for food.
I love things that do that to you, though. I love being in a world where I don't want to put it down. I'm reading the book, I'm watching the show, whatever it is. Like, I love that feeling. I'm with your 11-year-old right now.
She's, like, so into it. And I'm glad to hear that you like it, too. So
love.
You rewatch it because it's just a comfort thing, food. Right?
Yes. I grew up watching it with my mom. And the whole show is about a mother-daughter relationship, and that's so special.
You know what? I'm gonna put a game together, and it's gonna be like things 30-year-olds know. Like, let you answer first, and then we'll see if she'll let us know if you're right or not.
I can explain it to you.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, no, eventually your daughter will watch it so many times that she doesn't even need to watch it. I just have it on in the background, and I can see every scene in my head.
Do you know what's the girl's name? Alexa Bledel or something? Is that something like that?
Yeah.
She's in The Handmaid's Tale.
I watched the first couple seasons of that.
Yeah, it's rough. We call it despair porn.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm into it. No. I think the final season is airing right now. I'm going to let that. Yep. By the way, before we get to Jimmy Kimmel, man, the spoiler police are so mad. Something happened on The Last of Us.
Yeah.
People are losing their freaking... So now I'm not going to say it in case you... what I'm telling you is, if you're letting that build up because you're like, oh, I'll binge that at some point, The Last of Us is... I think it's an HBO show.
Yeah.
And it's Pedro Pascal and Lady Mormont, the little girl from Game of Thrones.
Oh, Pedro. And
don't. What are you doing? I don't want to say another word about it. It got spoiled for me this morning and I went, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a show you got to watch because so many people are watching it. You can't look at our feeds without getting...
I know. Which I'm not that mad about it, but it was super surprising. Anyway.
It's a shocking scene.
Okay, so last hour, not even half an hour ago, we met two wonderful young ladies who are in their 50s.
He's got a gun.
God, you know what's great
going
about
into rotation.
The enthusiasm, it's like the warning, the frantic warning that you hear in their voices.
Ram, he's got a gun.
Yeah. These two are, they're 50-something-year-old twins, identical twins, and they still look identical. In fact, they're touching the whole time that we're watching this news report on a guy who just, I don't even know what the guy did. Something about him jumped out of a car. He's got a gun.
They're like a jam band, though, because they just are looking at the other person and kind of picking up the clues and going.
Yeah. I'll follow you. Now you follow me. Now I'll follow you. They're just adorable. They're so cute. So they're, you know, on a news report in Australia, and we're fascinated. And then our listeners clue us in too. Jimmy Kimmel was also fascinated yesterday and managed to get them on his show last night. So here's a little of that.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
This seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No. This is us, and we're, that's how we are. We know that we annoy a lot of people out there, but you know what? If they can't stand hearing us talk how we do, they can just simply turn off the TV.
Hey, I love it. I don't find it annoying.
Oh, my God. You would, though. Pretty fast, I think. They pause it for a second. I want to see every bit. So they look even more like, I don't even know how it got possible for them to look more alike, but they are full. Do you notice what they're doing? They lean into each other. They are touching their arm from the top of their shoulder down to their elbow in every shot you see of them. They're leaning on each other. They occasionally will turn their faces toward each other, but for the most part, they're just talking and they hear what the other person's going to say and their brain is one.
It's really, as funny as it is, and I am laughing, and it's very impressive that they've, over 50 years, developed this ability to just speak at the same time. Like, really have. How cool that twin, like, I don't have anyone on the planet that I have spent every single minute of my entire life with, and these
like from
two.
From conception on.
All the way, and they're still shoulder to shoulder in their 50s. That's pretty cool.
You think they've ever had a three-way? I mean, they'd almost have to have. Because
do they look like never, a good time?
You know, they're Australian. They're a good time, for sure. Or either that, or they're virgins.
I don't.
I see a
appear.
Pelican up on the back of the couch there. That's adorable.
Well, they run a pelican rescue.
Mm. There it is. They got like a little. They're virgins. Okay, go on. Roll more.
Actually, we're gonna our next male pelican that we get into care.
Yeah.
We're gonna name it Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. I know you run an organization that rescues pelicans and seabirds, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Take me through a typical day in your lives.
Okay, right. We get up, have breakfast, get dressed, and we go over to our center, and we do the rounds by checking every bird to see if they're okay.
And then
we get stuck into cleaning. And it's not a princess's job first thing of the morning.
I'm losing my mind right now, I gotta tell you.
Oh my
God.
Be
honest, are you witches? Do you know what?
They're like,
because if you do, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
They even have the same gap in their smile.
They do.
Do you see that gap
over on the right hand side? Like, is that a gap? They're missing a tooth. Like, what happened there? They're adorable. Can you put that up at the Facebook page too?
And they truly are farming this. They've got the same hair curls. Yeah. They've got the same shirt, the same necklaces.
Yep.
And I don't doubt one of them lost a tooth and the other one went, I got to get this tooth out.
Get the ice pick and the pliers.
He's got a gun.
Ryan, he's got a gun.
The Powers twins, everyone.
Oh, they're just delightful. Like, sometimes you just meet someone and you're like, that's there for me. I do think it would get old quick, though, but I'm willing to
take
that
chance.
Like
I said, I've never had anyone, and I'm independent or like kind of a loner, a fault. I actually have to force myself, don't be alone so much. It was one of the problems I had with my drinking was alone too much. Mm. You know, then I get these bright ideas. You know, maybe it'll all work out if you just do it this way this time.
Oh, like we're trying to work a system.
Well, stand on your head when you drink. I mean, that'll make it hard, right? Like, whatever. Whatever stupid thing. If you're alone.
If I drink till I pass out by 7 p.m., I can make it to work tomorrow.
Right. Mm. So, but good for them. They found someone that
found them. They never lost them. Like, these two. Yeah. My God. I don't know if it's the most annoying thing or the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It's really cute. Ryan!
He's got a gun.
Neither of them will ever break the other's heart.
No.
I mean, until one of them croaks and then the other's
ruined.
The other's
soon to go, though. They'll immediately die as well.
I'm just saying, like, there's no, you know.
There's no life. There's no one without the other.
There's
that's
no
why
scuzzy
I'm thinking,
man in the picture going,
well,
you know.
Don't know. I mean, maybe there is one guy who's, I'll take you both. Okay, we're in. Look, he's got a gun.
Run, he's got a gun.
I love their smiles. We're looking at the still
photo.
So I have to stop looking at them now.
I know.
Okay,
please take
story.
That down because that is just too, it's too adorable.
Andor season 2 becomes the highest rated Star Wars TV show or movie in like the Rotten Tomatoes world, like from viewer ratings. The current Rotten Tomatoes score for the new season of the acclaimed show is now the highest among all live action Star Wars projects.
I watched the first episode last night when it came. It landed at 6 o'clock.
Are there three of them?
There's three. Okay. So I only have time to watch one. Mm. So good. It takes place a year later, and it's just from the minute
do they
it
do
starts,
a good,
there's action.
Do they do a good pickup? Like they refresh you, or should I go back and watch the whole first season? There was so much in that season.
No, I think honestly, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. If you remember the basics and everything. Yeah. Because, this is like a whole new storyline coming.
You know what? We might.
And it's really, really good. Like, just.
Yeah. It's great. What's the guy's name? Diego something, right?
Diego Luna.
He's just so good in the role. And very quietly sexy. Like, he's good looking.
Oh, he's very
good. Like, at first, you don't really know, you don't really get it. And then, like, the more you're like, that guy is, like, attractive.
Yeah, he was in Narcos before this. Yeah, and he was fantastic.
I've never seen him in anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He is Andor. That's the guy's name. So, so they broke the record for the highest rated Star Wars TV show or movie. It used to be a 96% rating on Andor season 1, and now they're at 98% for Andor season 2. So they broke their own record. Next, by the way, is The Empire Strikes Back, which has a 95% positive rating.
Many believe that to be the best one.
Yeah.
And I might agree with it.
It's the second one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that is, I'm with you. That's the best one.
That's the best one.
By the way, they say that the 95% is, you know, there are some bad reviews. Like 95% are positive reviews. There was a review from 1980 when, let's see, the film was first released. Critics grousing that the Star Wars sequel is too dark, confusing, and according to the New York Times, bland. And that's why it only has a 95%.
Well, don't forget, at one time before everyone had a voice...
Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got an opinion. People who, you know, critique things, whatever, they made careers out of, you know,
they had shows on
getting
TV.
In the press by saying that show sucks.
Two thumbs up
or down.
Right, one thumb up, one thumb down. Right, there were whole shows dedicated. People would come on, like, who was the guy with the big mustache and the glasses, like
Gene Siskel?
No. But it is a Gene. And he would come on the news and do a piece.
Yeah.
They'd run his thing where he's like, it's me, I'm at the movies, and here's the ratings that I've come up with. You know who I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. People have said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do one for things that a 30-year-old would know and things that a 56-year-old would know.
I don't know this one, but I am looking.
Gene Shalit.
Boom!
Thank you. So the new season of Andor debuted last night on Disney+. First three episodes... posted simultaneously on Tuesday. So you can watch the first three or let it build up, however you want to do it. Or don't do it. I mean, man, it's up to you. Watch whatever you want.
I got all the list of these movie reviewers from the olden days.
Yeah.
And there's Gene Siskel. And the picture they use for Roger Ebert is the one. Remember how
Why do they do that?
He had terrible cancer and was losing, like,
they
lost
had to
the ability to
his
talk.
Jaw and, his and everything else.
And that's the picture. Like, that's a guy who lived on the planet for 60 years before he got sick,
right?
And they throw the picture up of him, a half of him.
It is the interesting picture, though.
Oh, it's brutal.
It was fascinating.
And by the way, Siskel not on this first list I found. So thank you for finding that.
Shalit,
whatever it is. Yeah, Siskel's at the top. Shalit is the one that's not on here.
This I find interesting because I thought, I assumed that was part of the deal. So I'll just read it to you, and you tell me. Academy members for the Oscars, the people who are in the film Academy, whatever, they must now watch all the Oscar nominated movies before they vote.
Oh, that's good.
They must now watch the things they're voting on. We're about to have the 98th Oscars, and they've just made a rule. It's crazy. They were not required to watch every Oscar nominated film before voting. A new rule requires voting members to watch all nominated movies in each category. It doesn't mention how they'll prove it, It's the honor system, I guess. The Academy also made a statement on AI, saying that it will, quote, neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination. Does that mean art for art's sake? Just like we look at the product and we don't question whether it's AI or not. What does that mean exactly? AI is okay. You can use it if you need it. I mean, what? I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I love AI so much, but I know it's wrong. I feel it in my heart.
I don't love it like you do.
Mm. You should use it a few times, and then you're like, oh my God, I love it so much. I don't want to.
I'm going to, you know how you won't play Candy Crush?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go
AI. You know what? You're right. I never should have started with it. I was doing just fine before AI. Now I'm like, good morning. How are you? Hey, how you doing? You're going to crush it on the airwaves today, Sarah. I'm like, oh, thank you for knowing all about me. I'm going to, the next Oscars will take, I don't need to be loving on my AI anymore. The next Oscars will take place Sunday, March 15th, 2026. Conan O'Brien already returning, already booked for next year. He did a great job this year. I thought he was excellent. And this coming year, if you vote on it, you must have watched it. I literally can't believe they had to make that a rule. I would have thought, I don't know how many Academy members there are, but I would have thought, like, these are the people. Aren't these the people who work in the industry? Like, of course they've watched every movie that's nominated. They would have to, wouldn't they? The next Golden Bachelor star has been revealed. He's a former NFL player. His name is Mel Owens. This is the second season of the senior age spinoff.
Uh-huh.
He's a good-looking dude, leading man, Mel Owens.
Oh, he played for the Rams.
Yeah, for years. And he's 66 years old. He's a NFL player turned lawyer.
He was a linebacker for 9 seasons.
Yeah, I'd never heard his name. You wouldn't necessarily hear of a linebacker.
I don't recognize the name either.
Oh, I look at him young too. He is devilishly handsome.
He's very so hot.
He's so cute. Yes, in the olden days. Very rugged looking, cutie. Now he's an older guy and very friendly, sweet looking face. Very nice looking. But yeah, too bad about that white hair, dude, because the black hair was working for you. Anyway, you guys, we're busy judging over here. He'll be the next Golden Bachelor. Guy by the name of Mel Owens, former NFL star, now a lawyer. All right, I'm out of time. Vince, what's coming up?
Well, Sarah, let's see here. Some dyes are going away, and it's going to change some of the stuff that you eat.
Is that so?
And more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 8.05, less than half an hour from now. It's your shot at winning Lady Gaga tickets before you can even buy them.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
I drive a Frontier Ford Mach-E because I'm smart. And now you, too, with Ford's employee pricing for all, you can have one of these as well. You pay for what the employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara.
That is a sexy car. It's a beautiful car.
It's truly...
They call that... Is it like a small SUV? Is that what it's technically?
It's technically that, but actually a big part of the reason why I love it so much is that I do need to be able to park it in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So... I guess a small SUV, but it's not, I don't think it an SUV, except that it definitely handles.
It's not definitely as tall as what I think of for an
SUV. I can fit my surfboards in it. I definitely have parked it on dirt roads. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's no question it can handle itself on the road and in some dirt, but I wouldn't try to.
It solved a lot of problems for you, too, like the whole keypad on the door to, you know, keyless entry. Is that what that's called?
Yep. I'm a big fan of the Frontier Ford Mach-E. They've got a bunch of them coming, so there's going to be more
available. Yeah, if you've been thinking e-car, this might be the one.
And they also, I really like, there's a hybrid Escape, which is killer. And, of course, the Ford truck is world famous.
The F-150?
Yep. So check out Frontier Ford in Santa Clara, everyone. Okay. Overcast in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast this fine radio show here this morning, but we should see mostly sunny skies and highs in the 60s.
That sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it.
The Warriors play tonight.
Warriors.
Game 2 in Houston, 6:30 game time on TNT.
I wonder what the game's talking about this morning.
I believe they're talking about the countdown to the NFL draft. Oh no, maybe the Warriors. But the NFL draft is tomorrow, 33 hours from right now, everyone.
Yippee-ki-yay, you good people.
Yep, 33 hours and 20 minutes and 30 seconds.
Thank God we have a countdown clock going for that. So far, Tennessee still going first?
as far as I know.
All right. Some backroom deals happening right now. It's a big deal.
Elsewhere in the sports world for a second while we're here. Andre Agassi. Do you remember that name?
Sure, of course.
What does he do?
He's a tennis guy. Was married to Brooke Shields. Had a place up in Tiburon.
Yeah. Oh, I used to dress like him and everything. Because when I played tennis, he was big. And I was like a huge fan. I always got the Agassi shoes and the denim shorts that he wore.
And Daiglo.
What's that?
He was a neon guy.
He was
like, yeah, neon. Right. Yeah. But he had the denim tennis shorts, which was really cool.
Denim tennis shorts?
Yeah.
I don't remember
those.
Yeah,
I don't either. That was Andre's thing. And it was cool.
Would Bob have known who Andre Agassi is?
No, okay. she would not.
Yeah. Well, I'll include that. Keep it in mind because I'll put it on the things a 56-year-old would know.
Andre Agassi is set to make his professional pickleball debut with the world's number one player.
Oh.
So I found this just kind of interesting from a couple angles. First of all, tennis legend Andre Agassi is going to make his pro debut in another racket sport next week when he takes part in the U.S. Open Pickleball Championships alongside the sport's number one player.
So they're a duo.
It's what do they call that?
Doubles.
Pair. Doubles, yeah.
Yeah, except I think, I don't know if there is solo pickleball. I've only ever seen it with four people playing.
I've seen people play it, but it's not as well people play.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, like a rotational thing. Everyone keeps changing spots. It's
and I can say from experience, if you play tennis, you're automatically good at pickleball.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Like I picked it up like
but
nothing.
But some tennis players are like kind of anti it because it's
I hate it.
They're losing a lot of tennis courts. But I've got a friend who plays all the time.
You just said you picked it up like
that. I did, but they take up courts. They're loud.
They are loud. You know, there's, you know, the Bay Club tennis situation here in town. Apparently, there are neighbors to that. Maybe you did this story.
I believe I did.
They're so mad because it's a constant heavy thwack sound.
The biggest star in pickleball is an 18-year-old girl named woman named Anna Lee Waters. So she will team with Agassi for what should be one of the more famous pickleball games.
How old is Andre Agassi now?
He's 54.
Oh, is that all?
Well, he was tennis.
Yeah, right, sure.
Tennis
yeah.
careers begin very young and end very young.
I would have thought that guy was mid 60s, easy. Just for how long I've known about him.
Yep. But anyway, Waters, the young lady in question. Mm.
Woman.
Is on track to earn more than $3 million. Well, actually, last year. They're talking about her take.
Last year.
Last year.
She's
as a professional pickleball player.
Incredible.
She turned pro. I have a little more info on her.
Well, she's only 18 now. I mean.
She turned pro at like 12.
Oh, my God.
Some
people are just, they're savant with certain things. Like, they just can.
She took up pickleball when her family evacuated Florida due to a hurricane in 2017.
Oh, my God.
Which is when her grandfather introduced his new evacuees to pickleball in his Pennsylvania backyard. Huh. She's since gone on. Yeah, she went pro at 12.
Oh, my God.
She's now 18.
And
a multimillionaire.
And earned $3 million last year. And now Andre Agassi's like, yeah, I'll be on your team.
So there are big pickleball championships coming up, and Andre Agassi's getting in on the action.
So he must have picked it up and started playing it, and if he's playing with the number one player on her team, he must be amazing at it.
He's being very, like, you know, humble. Well, she wins so much, she probably just wants, you know, a challenge with a bad partner.
Oh, great.
Right.
Sure.
He's terrible at it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet he sucks at it.
Anyway, so I just thought that pickleball continues to be a thing.
It really does. It does. Mm.
Before I get to National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Oh, no thanks. I'll take the strawberry cheesecake. I don't like cherries. They're like ticks. They're like big fat ticks.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you eat ticks?
No, but I just assume that's what they taste like. Like a cooked cherry? It's like a cooked raisin.
You don't eat cherry?
No, I won't eat a cherry pie. In fact, I think you recently were talking about how good a cherry pie was.
Well, I hadn't really eaten them, and then I ate it and thought, you know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff, though, that forever I never ate. And then I taste it and go, oh, that's what this is all about. Oh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
If you put cherry pie in front of me, I would definitely scrape off most of it and just eat the crust because that's really my favorite part of the pie anyway. But there's something about the skins on the cherry and like, I just, it doesn't do it for me.
I like it because there's like a tart, sweet tart thing going.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, I wanted to say hello to Boise, Idaho.
Oh.
Listen to this.
Why then?
I walk outside yesterday evening and as I'm locking up the house, so this is what? 6 p.m. when you and I are getting ready for bed.
Right.
I walk outside and my neighbors that had moved away to Boise and are on the in the process of moving back.
Yes. They didn't sell their house, right?
No, so they just rented it out. So they're waiting out the tenants because they did give them a lease or whatever. But my neighbor who was back visiting said, you know, my neighbor in Boise keeps me up on how often you've mentioned us and our move. And I go, what?
Someone in Boise is listening to us on Odyssey. How exciting.
Hello, Boise.
Hello, Boise.
Thanks for keeping the Bradleys up on.
Yes.
He goes, I didn't know we were often a subject. You're not that often, but I mean, I'm happy to hear.
But you should tune in too.
Boise's checking us out.
We'll take all the listeners we can get.
Listeners wanted.
Always.
The Odyssey app is easy download right there at your phone's store.
Yeah. It is. It's nice to be on that.
Isn't that weird?
Odyssey
app. Like, that's just a weird thing.
It's
like,
so random.
My neighbor in Boise said, oh, they mentioned you again. Okay.
That's fun. I thank you for listening. Everybody who's listening right
like
now, thank
being
you so
syndicated.
Much. Except no money for it. That sweet, sweet syndication money. That went out the window with the internet coming in.
Thanks, internet.
Thanks, internet.
You're the best.
Oh, I love you.
Today is National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
All right.
Experts believe the Greeks have been eating cheesecake since 2000 BC.
Oh, that's a long time. The Greeks. Why the Greeks?
I don't
what about
know.
Him?
Who knows? I like cheesecake, though. I think it's pretty good.
Is feta cheese Greek? It is, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. So that, but they're the experts in delicious cheeses. That must be what we're, why they've enjoyed cheesecake for so long.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The FDA is going to phase out dyes using Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Skittles, and other snacks. Oh, so your stuff's going to look different
like
now.
Like the reds are going.
One
Remember
of them.
They did cancel like a red dye number 5 or whatever it was back in the olden days. All of a sudden there were no more red M&Ms in the M&Ms pack.
The fluorescent red Flamin' Hot Cheetos, the brilliant teal of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, and the colorful rainbow of Skittles may soon be dimmed. The FDA is phasing out the use of petroleum-based synthetic dyes at the end of next year.
Oh, we've been eating petroleum-based synthetic dyes all this time?
For the last 50 years, American children have increasingly been living in toxic soup of synthetic chemicals.
Sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
Oh.
Food and beverage companies use additives like Red Dye 40 to give cereal, chips, sports drinks, and other products bright hues that attract shoppers. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to eat dull food.
But backlash against artificial colorants has been brewing in the U.S. for more than a decade, and now it looks like they're set to cut those out of our diets. Get ready, everyone.
All right. Honestly, there's so much wrong with the way we eat in this country that seems like the least of our problems. But sure, start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Do you remember when, back in the olden days, when you would get a bag of pistachios and they would be dyed red and your fingers would turn red? But they thought that they weren't attractive enough for people to eat, so they dyed them. And so when I got my first, I'm like, I love pistachios. So I ordered pistachio ice cream. And I'm like, what's going on with this brown and green chunks? What's good? This and white ice cream? Where's the dye I'm used to?
They were right. Pistachios are butt ugly.
They're not good looking.
No, they're not good looking at all. But I don't want the red dye on them.
Right.
So if that's
can't we be trusted to try something? If someone says, oh, this is delicious, and you try it and then you're not looking at it, it's in your mouth. You're like, that is delicious. I will continue to consume that.
I have a bag of pistachio nuts. They're shelled.
Yeah.
I keep them in my little locker. I have a little handful every day.
You know what's funny about, I actually feel like I'm cheating if I don't have to shell them. Like I feel like I'm eating them too fast and I'm not working hard enough to deserve the pistachios.
That's
I always buy them shelled. And actually, I don't always, but I've told John, don't buy them like that anymore because I will just sit there and eat a huge handful of them. No, I'm sure they're fine, but I don't know. It's something about having to work for it.
You want the shelled ones, then.
I want the shelled ones, yes. And I actually think they taste better, but I might be mental. I am mental.
I'm just trying to get something in my tummy in between breaks here. That's why I have
everything
that's in that little locker down below the table here.
Yeah. I noticed you have a little picnic area set up there.
Quick, shovel it in, go do another break.
Consume and continue.
While we're on food, one carb-free day a week might be all you need.
Oh, one day off a week from that, huh? Please stop telling us that. That doesn't sound
good. This is a fun health tip, especially if you're me, who's been forced to get off of carbs as much as possible. Mm. You know, the weekend when I came in here, or the week when I was mentioning to you, I got to get off carbs.
Yes, I remember.
I'm not off, but certainly I got to stop eating.
Excuse me. There are ways.
Did you just belch?
I did. I burped.
Jesus.
So sorry about it. It's the coffee. If I was trying to impress you, I just would have.
Speaking of carbs.
Yeah, burp.
Anyway. Like that very night I got home and Christina's like, what do you want to do? It's Friday night, for dinner. I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? Pizza. I'm like, no, fudge. And then the very next night, what do you want to do?
Pasta.
Mm. Two nights right in a row. I'm like, I'm never going to. It's just too hard with family and kids. And I already do enough by myself. If I start walking off from dinner, like they're going to be like, is he part of this unit or
You know what you could do?
What
is get a pizza loaded with stuff and just don't eat, just like pull the cheese and toppings off and just eat that. There's no carbs in that.
Do you do that?
No.
Oh.
Are you crazy? I'm eating pizza. I'm just not worried about it anymore. I'm not gonna worry about it.
If intermittent fasting feels too extreme, a new study found that just skipping carbs for one day a week might help you lose weight and burn more fat. Fasting works by forcing your body to tap into stored fat, and the study found that going carb-free for a full day, no bread, no pasta, may have a similar effect. Mm. Even if you eat the same number of calories, cutting that out for a day could help you.
Carbs are sneaky, though. You got to really look.
They're like, in everything.
If it has sugar in it, it's full of carbs. It's fruit, full of carbs.
Giving your system a carb-free day breaks that cycle. Even one day a week helps. So consider that. Or look it up and read on it and, you know, go from there.
Sure. Oh. We're not giving you any medical advice over here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. Try salt and vinegar pistachios. So good.
Mm. Are they the shelled ones?
I don't know. I just get the plain, lightly salted, light blue bag.
Salt and pepper or something. I had those shelled ones and they sat in my, they were in my bag for a long time. I like them. They were fine. I thought the pepper was a little much. I thought, I just want to taste pistachios, but I do want them salted. I love salt. Give me all the salt.
I know that you do.
Mm.
Oh, 650. I'm listening from Star, Idaho.
Oh, hello.
Former Bay Area listener. Love your show.
Well, thank you so much for taking us with you. Star, Idaho.
Anna's mom, Lee Waters, this is the pickleball champ, was a former NCAA Division I tennis player.
Ah, so
who
this
started
kid grew
Anna
up.
In tennis at 8.
Knew how to swing that racket.
And like I was saying, I don't really follow tennis, but what I know of it over the long term is they start them young.
Yeah.
And you're pro by like 16 or 17.
If you've got something of that spark, they are like, they need to be young.
And
they're
most like, are done so in their mid 20s by 30. Yes. You're done.
Was it Steffi Graf? She was like a 16-year-old. Which one was the one who was caught with weed?
Anna. No. Jennifer Capriati.
Yes.
Wasn't she like super young too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
really
when
young.
I started. I started when I was 8 or 9. I mean, that's kind of like usually.
Oh, when did you go pro? What year was that?
Yeah, I never did.
Your that's dad weird. Used to take you down the mountain for tennis lessons on the helicopter?
No, we had a neighbor who.
We had a side of a house and
took
a racket.
Took a few kids to the one. There was one tennis club like an hour away and got us all lessons.
Do you have one of those neat tennis bags with multiple rackets in it?
Oh.
Yeah.
And when you're mad, do you break a racket?
I broke a racket last year. Yeah.
Like you went, this racket ruined my game.
No, just, you know, you just kind of get.
I suck at life.
Yeah.
And just ruin that thing.
Yeah.
How much is a racket that you currently.
Yeah, how much
like,
is a nice racket?
Your favorite racket is how much?
My racket now is like $150.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. The racket I broke, though, was like $220.
Do you use a wooden one or an aluminum one?
They're not wooden anymore. What's wrong?
I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm 100 years old. I haven't touched a tennis racket in 50 years.
They're all graphite and stuff.
Yeah, I'm
It's a plastic? Is that what that is?
No, I mean, graphite. I don't know. It's graphite.
How do I know? If it's
you
not
know
wood,
everything.
I wouldn't know.
What are you talking about?
Clearly, I don't. The only tennis racket I ever had was made out of wood.
Wow.
Andre Agassi is married to Steffi Graf.
Oh, now he's married to
and
Steffi
Federer
Graf.
Retired when he was 40. Yes, some of the guys do last longer, but and, most of them burn fast.
Martina Navratilova, she was pretty old too.
Yeah,
when she
a few
retired.
Of them that, and some of them
they don't get injured.
McEnroe.
Oh yeah,
both of them, the brothers, they continue to be announcers, and they're in the game in a way, one way or another. But that doesn't
one
mean.
Way.
Most of them burn out quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get hurt even a little bit, and that's it for. It seems like that's the beginning of the end. You got to be really careful how you train.
Let's see here. I'm a police officer in a city with a large retirement community. Says 925. We respond to a lot of fights over pickleball.
Oh. What? Why?
415 says, OMG, I'm so thrilled you're talking about Anna Lee Waters, pickleball star.
Mm.
She's so amazing.
Mm. Well, all she needed to do was hook up with Andre Agassi and we were all over her.
Did Maddie have a mullet just like Andre Agassi?
Yeah, a little bit.
Everyone had mullets.
You had a little bit of a
year,
mullet, I think, like, even when I first met you.
Yeah, I had
a little bit of that little curls in the back. And
I wanted it to be Andre Agassi. I loved him so much.
That's so what a weird aspiration.
Did you have a poster of Andre Agassi?
In my locker, I had three pictures. I had Pauly Shore, who later I got in a fight with, Andre Agassi, and Cindy Crawford.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
What'd you get in a fight with
Andre Agassi and Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
That's like your wall of...
That was in my locker. Trifecta. Yeah, that was in my locker. Yeah.
Of greatness.
Yeah, don't you remember Pauly? I didn't book him one time. I booked Eddie, was opening up for him, and I didn't book Pauly, and I didn't book you because the last time I had an interaction with him, it was in New York, and he was a complete a-hole. Mm. And I told the agent, like, yeah, don't need to book him.
We had a really good experience with him, didn't we?
I loved him. Yeah. He was on our secret show and was super humble, very forthright, and very fun.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, this is not that he wasn't the, you know, doing the weasel
dorky,
bit.
Right.
Like, you know, he just was chilling.
Yeah.
And I thought, I
can't remember what happened. I remember having a very positive feeling.
No, there
about
was
it.
Some good, like when we were doing the secret show downstairs, that was the one with Chester.
Mm-hmm. Very first studio that they gave us
like
to do
that,
it in.
There
that
were
was
some
magic.
Great guests during those times.
I think all those episodes are still.
Everything's
available.
Up. The secret show's up. If you look for a podcast anywhere, you can find it.
It's filthy. Filthy show.
It is. Mm. What's coming up in the trash? My goodness, we are late.
Oh, Lady Gaga tickets, and it's time to play a game.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.